and welcome to
the Cats of History,
where us cats will be telling you about some famous people in history.
Today, we will be talking about Clara Meowton.
She means Clara Button for those who didn't understand her.
Yes, sorry about that. But before we get into that, we have forgotten to introduce ourselves.
Oh, but of course. My name is Koshka.
And my name is Siva. As I said, we are going to be talking about Clara Meowton.
I can't wait.
Clara Meowton is a remarkable face of history because she helped others as a child, helped others in wars, and was involved heavily in the Red Cross.
But who was Clara Meowton?
Well, she was born on December 25th, 1821, and was the youngest of five children.
Wow, and I thought having another kitten in my widow was too much.
Yes. As I was saying, her father was Stephen Meowton and her mother was Sarah Meowton.
Her father was a farmer, a horse breeder, and a politician.
Her mother cared for the house as well as five children. I bet that was hard.
Her father,
previously called Captain Stephen Meowton, don't forget that,
very much loved to tell her about military history and about his time as a military officer in the Indian War of 1785.
But as for school, Clara's four older sisters taught her math, spelling, and reading at only 4 years old.
She was already spelling long words when she started school. The only bad thing about that was that she was super shy.
In 1854, Clara moved to Washington, D.C. to work at the U.S. Patent Office.
But what does the U.S. Patent Office do?
Good question! The U.S. Patent Office protects people's projects, so other people won't copy them.
Around 1862, the Civil War began. Clara saw wounded soldiers and decided that she wanted to quit her job to help.
She gave speeches and told people to donate items like jelly, handkerchiefs, and paper to write letters to the soldiers.
Nurses were needed in the war, so she asked the War Depot to allow her to volunteer on the Meowton field as a nurse. They allowed her to go.
She went to a lot of Meowton fields to help soldiers by sewing up many wounds and giving food, water, and medicine to them.
Some soldiers even called her the Angel of the Meowton Field.
She also opened an office to identify the Union soldiers who were either missing or dead.
Clara also helped the U.S. sign the Geneva Convention. The Geneva Convention helped serve victims of war, and it was a group to help Americans during natural disasters. She met with President Hayes, feminists like Susan B. Anthony, and President Garfield to campaign for the Red Cross.
That's right. Clara Meowton was 83 years old when she retired from the Red Cross on June 16, 1904. She decided to spend the rest of her life in Glen Echo, Maryland.
She was healthy and stayed active. In 1907, she also wrote a book titled The Story of My Childhood. But sadly, she died on April 12, 1912. Mm-hmm. She was only 90 years old. She was buried in Oxford, Massachusetts.
That's sad. The Civil War was fought on September 17, 1862. It was bloody and brutal. More than 23,000 men died. There is now a monument honoring Clara Meowton, the Angel of the Meowton Field. Thank you for listening to this week's episode on Clara Meowton. I am your Meowstess, Siva.
And Koshka, don't forget me.
And we are...